The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, that would be Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are the Sons of Liberty, and well, and Daughters of Liberty, might I add. What do you think about that?
I like the Daughters of Liberty thing very much.
I just wanted to make sure that you felt like you were part of the club here.
I'm feeling
today.
A part. It's good.
Okay, just making sure. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, uploading constantly, friends, constantly uploading to all of our websites, as a matter of fact. But if you go to Sons of Liberty Radio, you'll see that we're there most frequently adding new content. We're giving you not only the problem, but we're giving you the answer. We're also showing you what the problem is, only giving you answers so you can put your feet down upon the ground. And as David rightly said, you know, David, King David, you know, the guy in the Bible, he's the guy that said, "Lord, establish my goings." That's the only way that your goings will be established, is when your feet are upon the rock. So that's what we always want to do, is bring you back to the rock, to the foundation. But anyways, friends, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can go to Bradley Dean, two different websites, Bradley Dean double E. One is a fan page. One is a personal page. Like them both, if you would, please. We greatly appreciate that. And if you don't like us, well, we see you guys on there, too. That's why we always say, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Because we see you on there, too, and we really appreciate you because you always stir up.
That's
well,
true.
Domestic insurrection.
You know, like,
and people like to respond, and they like to just, hey, let me take a shot now. So we appreciate them, guys.
Yeah, it's always exciting.
It is.
You know, it's funny,
it really
too.
Is, because they say stupid crap. And in the phone lines, by the way, friends, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. How many years have we had these phone lines open?
I know, it's
Pretty
crazy.
Little Princess, and we've had, what, two phone calls? But they'll take shots, and you know the blogsters, the ground feeders, they'll take shots at you, but they'll never get on the air with you.
You know, it's so interesting. Last week we brought up one of these scoffers, and they said something about, like, oh, the Constitution and God and government. They said, you didn't think that one out too well, did you? And it's like, yeah, have you ever heard of a little document called the Declaration of Independence?
They
and dub our creator with certain unalienable rights? It's amazing because, you know, they throw it at you like, you didn't think that one out too well, did you? And it's like, yeah, have you ever heard of, like, our founding forefathers, namely George Washington? Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society.
Whoa.
You ever read those founding documents?
Isn't he the same guy that said that it's impossible to rightly govern without the Bible?
God and the Bible.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Right.
Wasn't it? We'll get to that.
Things,
in just,
aren't it, they
really are.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And folks, when we're saying this, we're not only being facetious, because we are just a little bit, we're taking a poke every once in a while. But folks, they're so terrible. It's like they're carrying a little open packaged cheese stick in their pocket, and they walk around with it for months at a time and years at a time, and they don't realize that they're the ones that stink.
That's
and if
right.
They want to go ahead and strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, for a better way of saying it. What do you think of that, Pretty Little Princess?
Yeah, it's the kind of cheese you don't want to have.
That's right. Now, you're good cheese, they're bad
That's
cheese.
That's right. We want only the good cheese.
One more point, and then I'll give it over to you. Folks, if you'd like to also check me out on my Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And again, friends, Phone lines are open up to all you good people as well. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And by the way, friends, before I give it over to the pretty little princess, just keep in mind, we are turning talk radio into do radio because we do all the time when we talk.
Amen.
Couldn't have said
it better myself.
It's all yours.
Well, as Bradley already stated, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we are excited here at the Sons of Liberty because we are starting something new here this week. Well, and actually every week from here on out, the Sons of Liberty is now starting this where we highlight a product of ours called the quote-unquote product of the week every week.
Wow.
A different product is highlighted every week. And here's the kicker.
I want one.
Oh, you can listen to this. Here's the kicker. Monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week, not only this week, but every week.
Cool.
So if you are a son or daughter of Liberty by becoming a monthly partner, this is an exciting little additive for you.
Cool.
And this week we have Spit Against Heaven, which is our new DVD. I'm going to give you a little bit of information on the DVD. To Spit Against Heaven pulls the mask off the seemingly victim mentality of the homosexual agenda. It shows you the shocking and alarming facts behind the homosexual agenda. Some people think, well, you know, why can't two people love each other? They're not hurting anyone. Well, it shows you who's really doing the intolerance and the hating. That's right.
Exactly right.
And they're the ones who are very perpetrating this. That's right.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are intolerant and hateful to anyone who points out their lawless behavior or has a different opinion according to the Word of God.
And by the way, we got a new item posted. It's called Left's New Crusade, Adult Kid Sex. And, folks, it's pretty mind-blowing when you read this stuff, but it's called Left's New Crusade, Adult Kid Sex. And that's what they're trying to, they're advocating pedophilia. They're trying to normalize pedophilia. And folks, this is all under the guise of the victim mentality. Now the pedophiles are playing the victim. Of course they are, but what you don't realize, friends, is they're the ones that are perpetuating the crimes.
Yeah, and it starts with same-sex marriage. Then you go and look back to Canada, as you talked about before, then they lower the age of anal consent to 14
years.
That's
what they wanted.
So it's kind of like the you know, same-sex marriage is the battering ram to usher in all these other different things. So this is a great witnessing tool if you have homosexual friends or you want to get more information behind the agenda. It's
because not all homosexuals are radical.
That's
we're
right.
Just loving on the homosexuals, giving them the truth, and if they want to receive it, they can receive it. If they don't, they can look at it and hate all day long. But friends, I'll tell you what, if someone was warning me about something that was trying to destroy me, I'll tell you what, I would look at that as love, not hate.
Absolutely. And we're looking out to warn the homosexual, just like we do the liars, the adulterers, the fornicators.
Amen.
All
that's
of
right.
The above. So if you'd like to get that DVD, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com to order, or you can call 1-866-233-0747. It's a $20 donation that we ask for the DVD. However, if you are that monthly sponsor, you get 25% off, which makes it 15.
Oh,
exciting times over here at the
Sons
of Liberty. I'm excited. It really is an outstanding DVD. You have to see it. It's a new product. For those of you saying, hey, when are you guys going to start with something new? This is new stuff coming out that you'll much greatly want to get, because it's great.
Greatly appreciate it. Folks, the church must take right grounds to politics. The time has come for Christians to vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. God cannot sustain this free and blessed country, which we love and pray for, unless the church will take right ground. Politics are a part of religion in such a country as this, and Christians must do their duty to their country as part of this duty to God. God will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. Of course, folks, you got Bradley, my pretty little princess to the right of me, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's exactly what we're going to be highlighting right when we get back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The sonsoflibertyradio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible. If you'd like to jump on and share your heart with 53 countries, please do so. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Abraham Lincoln said, "Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislative halls, and enforced in the courts of justice." Huh. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislative halls, and enforced in the courts of justice. That's the President of the United States. We know that the seventh President of the United States says, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." We know that the first President of the United States said that you cannot properly govern without God in the Bible. And I can go on and on and on and on. And the reason I bring this up is because of what Charles Finney rightly said, because it's interesting how the church in America, for some reason, wants to separate God and government. And folks, you know that we talk about this quite a bit. Just last week, as a matter of fact, on Saturday, we talked about the Matrix of Liberty. We talked about the Mayflower Compact. And the Mayflower Compact reads, "In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten as loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord." Then it talks about our Christian heritage. And then, folks, then we can go over to the Declaration of Independence. When it says, "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which we have connected with them with another, and to assume among them the powers of the earth, a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them." First sentence, friends. First sentence. Second sentence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And then we go to the end of the Declaration of Independence. That was the beginning of it. We can begin to see that they were calling upon the supreme judge of the world, calling upon God to rectify the situation, namely their intentions concerning the tyrant King George. And at the very end, of the Declaration of Independence. It says a firm reliance upon the protection of divine providence. Here again comes God. Yet again, what do we see in America today? We see the foolish in the professed church act as if it's not their responsibility to enforce thou shalt not kill. And then we wonder why the church in America, over 300,000 pulpits, remains silent as the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in this country. Pretty ridiculous, yeah? Especially when God said that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. Or what about the homosexual agenda? That it's an abomination. But we have these people in the church that say, no, God and government are separate. Is God separate from your money because his name is on your money? Is God separate from your foundations because we see him all over national monuments and landmarks? Above the Supreme Court. Folks, I can go on. Above the heads of those that died to give you the freedom that you have today. What's your Christian crosses? I thought you said that there was, in a sense, a separation between God and government. Friends, that is foolish. Is the government not to be ruled by the same law that we are, especially when they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people? And where do we derive our rights from? Our Creator. As a matter of fact, when I go back to the Declaration of Independence, listen carefully. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator. So where do our rights come from? Our Creator, with certain unalienable rights. Rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. So governments are instituted among men, and those men just happen to be the men that God endowed with rights, given unto them by their Creator. And then the government derives their just powers from the consent of the governed, who just received their rights from their Creator. So how do you separate? Friends, you can't separate. James Wilson, the signer of the Constitution of the United States Supreme Court Justice, said, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine, God's moral law. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. That was James Wilson. Matter of fact, again, friends, when you go into a civil building, you'll see Moses receiving the divine law. And when you walk out of the building, you know what you'll see? Out of that particular building, namely in the state of Minnesota, the Supreme Court chambers, there's a big, huge mural that shows a picture of Moses awaiting the divine law. On the way out, you look up above the door, and it says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Well, who gave the law? Well, turn around and look above the Supreme Court justices and their head. I'm absolutely blown away at the ignorance in the American church. It's almost like they want a license to not have to respond to God's commandments, which will not fly. And by the way, it's not flying in America right now, neither is it. These are the same people that stand back and allow, through their apathy, the crimes that are committed against our posterity on a daily basis today. They are responsible for it. Yes, they are. And don't ever forget it. Quote me on it. Isn't it interesting that when you look at tyrants, isn't it interesting how they always surround themselves with the church? Why do they do that? I thought there was a separation between God and government. Why do tyrants always pin their sleeve on the church's jacket, per se, or robe? Why? Folks, James Buchanan, President James Buchanan said, there is nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. Well, what has become of America that you have the church in America saying that they're not to be involved in politics? That is absolutely foolish. It's stupid. There's no better way to say it. Listen to what Charles Finney said. Love him or hate him, he's exactly right. He said the church must take right ground to politics. The church must take right grounds to politics. The time has come for Christians to vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. God cannot sustain this free and blessed country, which we live and pray for, unless the church will take right ground. Politics are a part of religion in such a country as this, America, and Christians must do this duty to their country as part of this duty to God. God will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. Remember again what Abraham Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislative halls, and enforced in the courts of justice. Legislative halls, what must they mean? Let it be preached. Let the Bible be preached and proclaimed in legislative halls. Well, that's where law is derived, is from the Bible. Why wouldn't they? They're making reference to the very book that gave them the law in the first place that they're to enforce on both sides of the fence. You know, but where are we at today? I think of William Booth when he comes to my aid, when he said, he was talking about what it would be like in the 20th century without God. And he said, in essence, I'll give you the exact quote, he said, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, of course, because they've lowered the law. They now dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Friends, if there is no law, there is no transgression. Read the book of Romans. But also keep in mind, when you hear from these false harlotins, namely the professed church, these hirelings, keep in mind, too, if they speak not according to the law into the testimony, it's because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. And keep in mind, Jesus did not abrogate the moral law nowhere. Ceremonial law was done with, away with in Christ, but read Matthew 5. Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. And back to the analogy of the man that was in hell. Remember, the Lord said to the man that was in hell, he said, hey, listen, the man that was in hell said to the Lord, hey, go warn my five brothers. He said, no, they have Moses and the prophets. In the New Testament, friends, if they don't want to listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. No, these people love to, just a side note, just a bunny trail, they love to create dependency upon themselves. And what they do is they create dependency upon themselves because they always got people coming back to them so they can fill their coffers or their coffers with money. See, when you preach the gospel, the first thing you preach is the law, which is the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, that they might be justified by faith. It's not only in the Old Testament, Psalm 19:7, but it's also found in Galatians 3:24, which is the New Testament. And Jesus preached the law continuously to those that were of the circumcision. And go ahead and read Romans 15:8 when you get in a minute as well. He was a preacher of the circumcision going to the Jews that were broken by the law. And if you go back to Romans 3, under the Jews were given the oracles of God, God's moral law. Be right back. I'm going to continue down this vein, continuously open this discourse because it's important information, friends. Get Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, friends. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick. John Wycliffe said, "The Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people." How do you reconcile that one, church? The Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. John Wycliffe. Let me say that again. The Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. Is that why Moses is everywhere? Is that why Scripture is engraven everywhere in our landmarks? Not everywhere, friends. But how often do you see Scripture engraved upon the buildings or above the Supreme Court or upon your money or the Washington Monument or the Liberty Bell, Declaration of Independence, or, you know, I mean, friends, Lady Liberty, I can go on and 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 on. And I say again, friends, what William Booth said, the founder of the Salvation Army said this. He said, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. Of course, because there's no cross-bearing anymore. Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, listen to this one, and politics without God, heaven without hell. I mean, as if to say to the modern church in America today that it's okay to go ahead, government, and kill babies. Yeah, that's their job. I mean, that's their job. And the church sits back and does nothing about it? That's sick. That's wickedness. You know what you do. Because nowhere can you justify on a government, a church standing back in the face of a government that kills its own babies. And God is separating the people from the government when God gave the government? Wow, friends. A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about. Well, I say true that. Or what we have been about. I said true that. We can't get away from that. So what have we been about? Let me finish that quote by none other, love him or hate him, Woodrow Wilson, the 28th president. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. Of course. Of course. Christians have been taught by these hirelings to believe that they are to live a certain way in the church and a different way in the public. A compartmentalized way of living. And friends, this is contrary to the Bible. I don't take off my hat when I go into a school building, and I'm talking about my hat of faith because somebody doesn't like it. I'm not asking for permission. See, what happened in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, friends, is the historians began to rewrite history through the textbooks. Instead of teaching the younger generation their foundations and their history, they took that as being the focus to money. Money became the focus of study. Matter of fact, when we talk about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know, most people respond with, well, it's because of taxation without representation, when in fact, taxation without representation was the 27th grievances given and was a lesser reason. It was the 17th out of the 27th reason given. Matter of fact, the greater grievances were 11 times more was abuse of representative powers. How come the church isn't complaining about that? Remember when I talked about the Mayflower Compact, friends? Why did they leave England? Because they wanted religious freedom. And the tyrant King George wasn't going along for the ride. So guess what? Instead of throwing off God, these separatists, as they called them, these terrorists, as tyrant King George called them, they left him, they threw him off, and they said yes to God. That's why our forefathers said either you're going to be subservient or you're going to subject yourself to God or else you're going to subject yourself to tyrants. There was no in-between concerning our forefathers. But back to my point, greater grievances were 11 times more were abuse of representative powers, abuse of military power 7 times more often than taxation without representation, abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often than taxation without representation, generally stirring up domestic insurrection 2 times more often, military power above civilian power. Hello, listen carefully. Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27, and as a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence. Why? Because our forefathers cared more about their freedoms than they did anything else. And they paid the ultimate price to make sure that they had freedom. They laid themselves on the altar of sacrifice to give to their posterity what the professed church in America is willing to take away from them. They're willing to subject the American people to tyrants rather than to God. They have no king but King Caesar. And these are the ones that are decrying there's a separation between God and government. I just want to bring you back to your foundations because I love doing this. Because we found out that 15,000 writings that were analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources, Bible is to be found most quoted by our founders. Folks, there is no separation. No, they're the two sciences that run together, said James Wilson. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. Matter of fact, if you want me to show you, do your homework, please cross-examine everything I'm telling you. You'll find that separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God does. Immigration laws came from Leviticus 19:34. President must be a natural-born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. By the way, you can also find that in the Constitution of the United States. The witness in capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. Of course, thou shalt not kill. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a burn for a burn, a wound for a wound. As I've said so many times, friends, and here comes man. And folks, listen, I respect Martin Luther King Jr. like nobody's business. I've sat with several of his friends. But he said something at one point that bothers me. He said, because he learned it from Gandhi. He had said that, listen, if it's an eye for an eye, it's going to leave the whole world blind. No, it's not, friends. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. Scripture is telling us if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime, because God's law is absolute. So witness and capital punishment came from Deuteronomy 17:6. By the way, at the turn of our century, friends, just speaking of murder, if a baby was aborted or murdered in this country, you'd get 99 years in prison. Now this government says, go ahead, murder, and let's create a bureaucracy, and let's see how many billions of dollars they can make this year after 57 million babies have been murdered in the womb since 1973. But these are the same harlotins, these are the same hirelings in the church today trying to convince the American people that there's a separation between God and government. No, God gave government, Exodus 18:21. Three branches of government came from Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. By the way, churches are already non-taxable. And again, republicanism came from Exodus 18:21. Friends, how do we know right from wrong? I've shared this before, and I'm going to share it again. We had someone text me one time in his stupidity, and he fell into the pit. He was standing on the edge of his pit that he dug, so I just gave him a little push so he could fall right back into it. Bradley, we're not a theocracy. We're not a theocracy. We're not a theocracy. Okay, well then what are you complaining about when you, church, to you profess churchgoers, to you profess Christians out there, do you agree with what this administration is doing? Is it okay that they advocate and give license to murder babies in the womb? No. Okay, good. Why do you know that that's wrong? Is it wrong that this administration is giving license to homosexuals to marry each other? That's how sick these people are. You know what? It's a sicker state with the American church to sit back and say that there's nothing they can do about it, when in fact it's their job to do everything about it. Doesn't make any sense. The church is called to be the light of the world. It's a light set upon the city atop of the hill. What, are we supposed to take our light and put it under the bed? No, we're not. We're supposed to bring it out. And then when we look in the book of Matthew 5, chapter 5, it says that they may see your Father, your good works, and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. See, they don't want to do the works, friends. They want to stand in the comfort zone while their country's destroyed by millions of babies being destroyed, their children being laid for by a radical homosexual agenda. And friends, let me tell you what, it's right on the money. Talked about it 15 times. And I'm still waiting for one of these radicals to get on the phone with me or on live radio or Rachel Maddow to bring me on MSNBC to debate it. Because there is no debate. And by the way, that's why they don't bring me on the radio show, because there is no debate. They know what this is about. Because John Adams, the second president of the United States, might I remind you, said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's totally inadequate to the government of any other. No, the homosexual radicals are being used to upend your Constitution. By the way, what just took place today, friends? We see Chris Christie back down, the governor of the state back down on gay marriage in his state. Oh, yay, the homosexuals want another one. No, homosexuals, look at the radical Muslims that are calling for your execution right behind you. Because Sharia law is standing behind you, because they're already watching you upend the Constitution of the United States. And the professed church in America is standing back and letting you do it. You only encourage them. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to continue down this discourse right when I come back. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, do consider supporting this ministry. And by doing that, you'll keep us out there about the work of the Lord's hands as He orders our steps and establish our thoughts. You can go on Facebook, friends, Sons of Liberty Radio, and see that we have been out there. Just got back from North Carolina, setting up another tour, Lord willing, on the East Coast and in the five-state area here. So we'll see what transpires. But as it rolls out, we always need the help to keep us out there. Again, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to support this ministry, we'd greatly appreciate it. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the bottom right-hand corner, and there is the donate button. Folks, what I've been talking about today is basically how people are coming up with, and what they're doing is they're listening to their pastors as if to say that their pastors are going to be the ones that get them into heaven. I might want to remind you, friends, that we're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. No one's going to be able to do that for us. No one's going to be able to get us in heaven for us, except Jesus Christ. And it's a lifetime process, friends. But in saying that, we need to keep in mind, friends, that unless our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus said, you will in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we better get our game on and our diligence on and seek the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Because what we're seeing in America today is we're simply seeing a pagan view of who we are as a country. I mean, when you hear the church people, professed Christians, talk about how there's separation between church and state, God and government, they have a pagan view of government. They believe that the state is divine and not God. These are the people that say we have no king but King Jesus. These are the people today that say we have no king but King Obama. Regardless if we like him or not, we still have to submit to him, which is absolutely untrue. Because when you look in Romans 13, go up one scripture, the last scripture, in Romans 12, and you will find that it says we are to overcome evil with good. See, that's the scripture that they forget. You got to be careful of the chapter breaks, friends. So we're to overcome evil with good. We're to set up the kingdom of heaven on this earth as it is in heaven. You know, our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And then he says, forgive us our debts. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass us or against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Okay, wait a second. So if all power goes to God, his throne is in heaven, his footstool is the earth. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So should the church sit back and allow government to act outside of the laws and which have been established for all of us? And let me ask you another thing. If we are one nation under God, then why does that president or that representative, why do they put their hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution, so help me God? Because they're making an oath before God and before man that they will abide by the doctrine of the word of a just and a holy God. But again, what are we told? There's God in government. There's a separation. Friends, no, there is not. John Adams said, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. He said, now will I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God, I'm sorry. And then in 1854, friends, the U.S. Congress said, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. And at the time of the adoption, the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination under the umbrella of Christianity. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. This was the religion of the founders of the Republic, said the U.S. Congress, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. Wow. In 1892, the Supreme Court extensively reviewed American history after citing more than 60 historical precedents. They said, there is no dissonance in these declarations. There is a universal language pervading them all. Of course, having one meaning. They affirm and reaffirm that this is a religious nation. This is a Christian nation. Remember I just said there's a difference between a biblical view of government and a pagan view of government? Folks, if you're hearing cows in the background, you're really hearing cows in the background. They're preaching from the housetops over there, too. Actually, from the pasture tops is what they're doing. But friends, a pagan view of government is that the state is divine. And now the professed church in America is saying that the state has a divine right to kill and to advocate that which has never been set as a precedent in the history of mankind, homosexual marriage. Pagan view is state authority is unlimited. Baloney. They work for us, one nation under God. Hey, listen, friends, and I know that I have these people listening to me on a 6 day a week basis. Either we're going to be one nation under God or we're going to be one nation gone under. And for these people to, in order for them to justify themselves, they don't want you to hear stuff like what I just said. They would rather justify themselves and let the nation go under than stand up and fight the good fight of faith, the way that they're commanded to by, again, a just and a holy God. So they believe that state authority is unlimited, which leads to state worship, and that's exactly why everybody's calling Barack Hussein Obama and his administration a narcissist and a bunch of narcissists. Arrogance, pride-filled. And what's the result of this mentality? First of all, it's based on evolution. The results of the pagan view of government, friends, is tyranny. And this is what you have. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. But let's go to a biblical view. Leave it on a positive of government. State is divinely ordained. Of course it is. State authority is limited. Of course it is. They must be ruled by law as well. You know, if that's not the case, the Constitution of the United States of America starts out, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, we're unified through what? The same doctrines. Establish justice. That's the first prerequisite, friends. Ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare. Not giving someone a check, friends. If they don't work, neither shall they eat. And secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. That would be our children. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. All legislative powers herein, Section 1, Article 1 of the Constitution, granted shall be vested in Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House and of Representatives. Of who? We the people. And again, they are an extension of what we allow them to be. What they do, you have to first give them a pass. You either give them a pass or you prevent. So as a biblical view of government, state authority is limited. Yes, of course it is. Thomas Jefferson's the one that said the purpose of government is to ensure the rights of the people that God gave us. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, it leads to patriotism. Yes, love for one's country, to uphold dying laws. And what's the biblical view of government? It's based on creation. Hey, friends, let me say it this way. Well, Bradley, what about all the crime? Well, crime is encouraged today through Hollywood. Matter of fact, they go so far as to teach the younger generation as to how to commit the crime. Robert Winthrop, the Speaker of the House, said, if you're not going to be ruled by a word, you're going to be ruled by a bayonet. If you're not going to be ruled by a word, you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. He said, either you're going to be ruled by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. So wait a second. So if we fault for the fact that the state is and their authority is unlimited, and it leads to state worship, and it results in tyranny, and it's based off of evolution. And our forefathers are telling us either we submit to God and His Ten Commandments, or else we're going to be given over to man and His 10,000 Commandments. That's right. And again, going back to what I originally said, we have a bunch of people today in the Church of America saying that God and government are separate. Listen to what he said again. Speaker of the House, Robert Winthrop. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. This is the whole quote. Either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. So according to what we're hearing from the modern hirelings today, from the pulpit, that are saying that there's a separation between church and state, God and government, then we're supposed to give ourselves over to the bayonet. It's exactly what they're saying. Over to tyranny rather than into freedom and stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I will talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. Love you. See you. See you.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.